Meh, see? Welcome to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast, see? Meh, meh.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. Attention. Do I have everybody's attention now?
This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally, The Rock has come back home.
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics. He's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker. D-F-T.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not down with that, then he's got two words for ya!
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hunter!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
house, baby. Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast! Scotty Villa, the 92nd Man, Monday Night Mike, UK Tom, well, the gang's all here. Fellas, we're back at her again. How's everyone doing?
Pretty good.
It's pod time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Pod time, baby.
Yeah, that's why I hit record. That's why I did the intro. Here we go.
And you sent the email this week.
So. Email fucking internet is just popping.
The email worked great. We're all, you know what? Things are turning around here on the Miles Progress podcast. So
I wouldn't go that far.
Whoa.
The guy skips a couple weeks, and all of a sudden he's like,
what a
here.
Little bitch.
Bitch.
Oh man, guys, we're gonna make our picks for Crown Jewel this week. Gonna talk a little pro wrestling. Tuesday night, busy night with some head-to-head action with NXT and TNA going up against AEW. AEW's on Tuesday this week, so yeah, busy night on the Tuesday. But Monday Night Raw was a banger too.
It was. It was a very, very good Raw. I enjoyed it.
Was it? Was it?
Hey, Mike, did you watch wrestling this week?
I watched no wrestling. This is a wrestling podcast, right?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. All right,
it's wild.
Two-thirds of it is, anyway.
Yeah,
it's wild to me that the fan favorite of the wrestling podcast doesn't watch wrestling.
You know why? Because everyone knows Monday Night Raw is too long, and it's irrelevant.
We'll get into why that might not be true this week. Not saying every week.
You say that every other week. But you're a fucking mark.
I'm
UK
not.
Tom is a fucking mark. These guys love Hulk Hogan for all the wrong reasons.
That's not true at all.
You not remember the Hogan episode we did?
Yeah. Our quote unquote tribute episode.
I mean,
shit on the whole
I also didn't want to call an episode Thank You, Brock. For those who were listening.
He's doing the right thing. And they're putting him back in the video game.
Who's
week
doing
too.
The right thing?
Well. The lawyers, I guess. I don't know. Oh, fuck. What a
get
hot start.
Shit on, am I right?
You tell us, Paralegal Mike.
My check still has not come in the mail. So
hey, it's a TKO company now. Things are slowing down.
It was all for naught.
Before we get into all that, we should talk about our night out at Reaper Wrestling Body Harvest last week in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Guys, we had a great time at this show. This was a fun, fun live event pro wrestling show. Lots to take away from it.
This was my favorite of all the Reaper shows we've been to. I had a blast.
We did have some fun.
I also had fun.
Yeah. Frankie Kazarian called you a bitch. That was hilarious.
Man, not only that, coming at me and attacking my mustache. Listen, calling me a bitch is one thing. That's a weekly occurrence in my house pro wrestling podcast. But my mustache? Fuck you, Frankie Kazarian.
That got one of the pops of the night for me.
It really did.
And
it
fuck really you, did. Tom. I was on fire at that show.
You were on fire. You were on another level. You were feeling it. It made for even that much more of a fun night. The night started off pretty extreme.
The
brother.
Night started off hardcore with we all accepted our invitations to the Monsters Bowl.
Yeah, did we? I accepted mine.
No, you accepted yours to the shitty Monster Mash. We went to the bowl. Fuck you.
I'll tell you what. First of all, one of those guys wasn't even in a suit. He was dressed like a fucking pirate. Last time I checked, he'd probably want to be dressed up for a ball. Second of all, how the fuck do you not play the Monster Mash on repeat during that entire thing?
Because the Monster Mash is dog shit.
You're a fool.
You're a fool. Fuck you.
But it was wrestling. It would have been elevated to a whole new fucking level if they just played the Monster Mash the entire time.
It would have been elevated to sports entertainment.
Yeah, it would have been a graveyard smash.
Which is not what I'm here for.
You watch sports entertainment every fucking week.
Not in person.
Sports entertainment was great last night.
Not in person.
You fucking idiot.
Hey, there was barbed wire around the ropes. That was cool.
There was, yeah. Sure.
I would have liked to have taken some of that home.
Yeah, barbed wire on the ropes. No Monster Mash in the speakers. 0 out of 10. Worst match ever.
So we get to the show. We get to the show and Tom, I think you'd already gone in because you wanted to meet some of the wrestlers and just get into the venue. Tom or Mike and I hung out for a second, and one of the event workers is like, "We're starting off hot. It's the Monsters Ball Mash." We're like, "Or match," and we're like, "Oh, cool, awesome." And she said, "Yeah, there's barbed wire on the ropes." And both of us like, "Ooh, fuck, here we go, here we go." So she set the bar high right off the bat. Then you walk in, you're like, "There's fucking barbed wire on the ropes." All right, I like
there
this.
Was.
Great job, and Reaper staff.
This was a very fun match. These matches how do I put this politely?
Why are you trying to be polite?
On a show without a huge budget, these matches can be difficult.
That's polite. And
Reaper pulled it off fantastically. Fucking crossbow. Was like, oh, what the fuck? Gonna be a fucking murder in Moose Jaw. Man. By the way, Aaron, that's a great name for a show. If we're going with things like Body Harvest, Murder in Moose Jaw. There you go. Great, great stuff here. They took a fucking beating. It was great fun. I think easily the best Thelonious match I've ever seen, which is limited to the ones we've seen at Reaper, but... It was fun. I enjoyed it. Obviously, it's a gimmick match, so I'm here for it. But
we've got to give major, major props to the opening video package that we saw before that match started.
That was fantastic.
It was extremely well done. Whoever's behind those, pat on the back, because that got the pit, the entire arena, the entire room, really like, oh, fuck, here we go. So great job on the video package. Crazy Steve looked like a maniac with the mask he came out with, tore the face off the mask, and then there was a spookier mask. That was great. Thelonious is his name. Played the part well. I was worried. I'm not going to lie. Going into this, because Thelonious is a pretty gimmicky wrestler.
He was awesome.
He held his own. He showed up. He gave us the match that I think we all had hoped for. We got a hardcore match. We got a monstrous ball match. There was forks involved. Tom had mentioned a crossbow, which referee Ronnie said absolutely not.
Fucking Ronnie. Couldn't give me one thing. I already didn't get the monster mash, and then they didn't get to use the crossbow.
Hey, we got a door.
We got a door. I've never the been door was good. Where a door was involved.
And that bump that Steve took was insane. Just some
happened so fast, too.
Just some gimmick table advice for Reaper going forward, and it might help with the money. If you're going to break a door in a match, get Thelonious and Steve to sign each half of the door and put it at the gimmick table. Sell it.
I didn't know we were doing a show with Matt Cardona, but yeah, it makes sense. It's good.
Or put half of it at the gimmick table and message me how much you want for the other half. There we go.
I should have just grabbed the fucking door. What was Ronnie going to do? Nothing. Ronnie would have been like, oh, yeah, you take it.
Without checking on us.
He did. Props to Ronnie. He checked on us.
This is a Ronnie-friendly podcast. I'm a big fan of Ronnie.
Oh, I mean, I think he knows.
Yeah.
When he looks over, he says, how's my hair?
Still partying, brother. It's still partying.
two of us can't say anything about people's hair. I don't want to give too much away because the show will be up on YouTube either this Thursday or next Thursday, depending when they get stuff done. So I don't want to give away spoilers because that's who I am. But the finishing bump to this match is one of the most brutal things I've seen at a live show, and all I'll say is ow, it looked like it hurt, that one. But great opener for Body Harvest.
Yeah, it really set the tone.
We then moved on to another favorite of the In My House podcast, which was Danny Mo versus Jannai Kai.
Yeah,
you're goddamn right it was.
This is up there with Tessa Blanchard and Rhea Von Slasher for women's matches I've enjoyed most in person. We last saw Jannai versus Miyu Yamashita, and it was fantastic. This match was also very, very good. Big fan of both of these wrestlers.
Yeah, it was the second time we'd seen both, correct?
Yes.
Yes. So for me, just as a wrestling fan, I like a little bit of continuity. So I've got wrestlers coming back that I've seen before, and it's like, all right, this is one of their home bases, which is fun for me. And if you follow them on social media, you see they're doing shots all over North America, over in Europe and Japan. So it's awesome that they're coming to our little area in Saskatchewan to work their asses off. And that's what we got. We got another killer match. We got another awesome match, hard hitting match. The crowd was hyped as soon as the entrances started, which again, for me is just, all right, this is going to be a great match. This is going to be a fun match. Danny Mo and Jannai Kai just, I don't know, they put on an awesome wrestling match. I don't know how else to describe it. There's a couple spots you're like, ooh, we're not doing that. And then you get a big sick power bomb or the kicks to the back, and you're just, fuck, all right. That looks like it hurts real bad.
Man, the kicks, fuck that. I'm not taking kicks like that.
they gelled very well together as opponents, and I definitely wouldn't be opposed to seeing a rematch.
Give me a best of seven.
Give me a two out of three falls match. That'd be fun.
Ooh, that'd be fun too.
We then moved on to Sean Moore, unfortunately announcing that he has an injury. Wouldn't be able to compete. A very serious moment that turned out to be quite funny because of a comment from our very own Monday Night Mike. Watch the YouTube when it's out. You'll probably hear it.
I think they're going to cut it out, if I'm being honest.
I don't think they can, because Sean laughed and talked to us.
I'll be interested. But if they do cut it out,
it all in.
If they haven't cut other things we've said in the past.
If you're going to let 10 minutes of fuck you Bieber chants go in, the diarrhea comment better be fucking in there.
Best wishes to Sean Moore. He's absolutely great on every show we see him, and I hope he rests up and can come back as good as he always is. But we got to see the debut of Brett Ryan Goslin, who I've seen before on MLW and a couple of other indies. And he instantly got Jesse Bieber level heat at Reaper. And I mean, not to toot our own horn, but that might have been partly because of us telling him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, toot that horn. I don't know why you're so afraid of it.
shut the fuck up, BRG. Great talent, though. I was very impressed with him. And the replacement for Sean Moore was Scorpius, who I've not seen before, but I was impressed.
I've seen him in Mortal Kombat.
Scorpius, you need a helmet.
Oh, man. I've completely forgot the name until you said it. And it got me against Scorpius.
I thought you might have. This was a good match.
Yes. I thought so too.
I was impressed with Scorpius and BRG. They're both fantastic. I don't know if I have much more on that one.
BRG is a heel that I love seeing at this level of wrestling. And I fully believe he is most likely probably a piece of shit.
You know, and this is a very strange thing to nitpick. He was so fucking nice at the gimmick table. I'm like, buddy, if you're going to be a prick, be a prick. If you're out in front of the people, be in gimmick.
Yeah, I say that in the most respectful way because I found him extremely believable. I thought this during the match. I'm like, I feel like he should have Jesse Bieber's like pop star gimmick because he's such a cocky little prick, but he's also a chicken shit heel. And Jesse Bieber, I feel like he's on a level above just being like a pop star kind of guy, but also having a really rough attitude and a mean streak in him. But we'll get into that later.
It was a fun match, and I
really
looking forward to seeing more of BRG. Yes. Hey, we had an NWA World Junior Heavyweight Championship match in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. Whoever thought we'd say that?
Not us.
Not me. Especially not me.
It was,
I don't even watch wrestling.
It was Alex Taylor who hit 444 days as the NWA Junior Heavyweight Championship holder today, defending against the Dynamite Kid, Tommy Billington. Come sell me merch. That's all I'm going to say on that. I've been trying. I've yelled about it and that didn't work. So just mention it once this time and then I'll try to move on. But
a match. Boy, are you ever being nice about that? Sell him some fucking merch, man. Gotta shut the fuck up about it.
I'm not going to shut the fuck up until I get a signed 8x10.
There all we I go. Ask. Have a little heat behind it. That's what gets people outrage on the internet. You don't want to be nice about it. It gets you nowhere. Sell him some fucking merch. He's a big fan.
This was a hell of an old school NWA title style match. I loved it.
It's no surprise, and I've said this many times, I'm going to say it again. Tommy Billington, Thomas Billington, the Dynamite Kid, is my favorite wrestler at Reaper. He steals the show every time he's on the show. I think he should be the guy that takes down Frankie Kazarian for the King's Crown. I think he should be the face of Reaper. No, not the King's Crown.
No title for you till you sell me merch, motherfucker.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of heat that's going to get you that merch.
I mean, I'm good either way. I just massive fan. I love seeing him on Dynamite. He's been on Collision regularly lately. The guy just is a workhorse and is such a throwback and just mixed with new generation. I can't get enough of watching that guy work.
What a pile driver he hit as well.
Good Lord. Yeah.
Spiked that bitch up on his head.
And the NWA Junior Heavyweight Champion, Alex
Taylor.
Taylor, I hope you come back, dude, because you were a blast to watch too. Hair.
Yeah, he does have great hair. Really good hair. I like his gear too. And Alex and or Reaper. If Alex Taylor can't come back, bring in his tag team partner because I'm an even bigger fan of him, and that would be great. So bring in Kerry Morton.
Ooh.
This is where the match order gets a little bit fuzzy in my head. I know we then had an intermission.
A bit of a long one. I said I was going to nitpick. I said I was going to nitpick.
But you know why it was a long one. If there's still lines at the merch table, then they're not going to come back from intermission.
I mean, what a perfect time to be playing the Monster Mash during that lengthy intermission.
I'll give you that.
What a huge window to be playing the Monster Mash. Call me crazy, but I again, another missed opportunity and a great night at the Graps. But
I think we then had Sidney Steele and Michael Allen Richard Clark. It was a little bit strange for Michael Allen Richard Clark to not be opening the show, I thought, but I understand obviously the Monstrous Ball needed to. This was good.
Yeah, hit the Apology World Tour. Apparently, he is a great wrestler, at least the publication says so. So, boy, egg on my face yet again.
Yeah. solid match. Not much more I can put on that. Enjoyable. It was good.
I liked it. I was looking forward to this because it's two different styles of wrestlers. Like Sidney Steele is a bigger dude.
He's a big dude.
And Michael Allen Richard Clark is a big jack dude, but he's not as big as Sidney. And there's push-ups involved. So that's always fun. Who wants push-ups? Everyone wants push-ups. I don't want to do them, but everybody wants them.
Speaking of pushing, Jesse Bieber came out to the next match, and there was a little bit of shoving going on there. Put your hands on me, motherfucker.
What's going on with you two? I'm just going to call it out here. What's going on with you two? Because this is the second show in a row where you've stood up, and I know you, Tom. You fucking hate standing. Yeah. You stood up and got in this guy's face twice now.
Fuck that guy.
And I get it too, but it got physical. Like there were some pushes both ways. He pushed you. You pushed him.
Rightfully so. I think UK Tom defended himself perfectly fine.
Hey, all I'll say is, like I said last time, I might be the friendly jolly guy on the podcast, but you put your fucking hands on me.
No one thinks you're friendly or jolly.
We'll have issues.
Tell me about Brandi Rhodes, you friendly jolly guy.
Bitch. But
can I just relay my concern really quick?
Oh. What's that?
Just really quick. I am quite worried about if this happens again, because it's gone from verbal and then it's gotten a little physical with the pushing. He's going to swing at you and you're going to duck and he's going to hit me. And I'm going to be perfect. No, it's not perfect. I hate being hit in the face with stuff. It's so fucking painful. I don't like it. I don't want it to happen. So I'm going to need you to dial it back here a little bit.
I'm going to need him to dial it back.
I'm going to have you both not dial it back. Because hey, Scott getting hit in the face. Hear me out. Love Scott. Everybody knows this. Dear friend of mine.
But Scott getting punched in the face.
The video of that. Oh my God.
If you took a
real shot to the face, then I'm throwing bombs as well. If you're eating a fist to the face, fuck that shit.
So Jesse Bieber was in there with Bryce Hansen, and despite everything I just said about the guy, and to potentially give a spoiler for the year-end awards, this match is currently winning my Match of the Year in Person award.
Man, this is a really great match.
This is fantastic, and I got to give it to Bryce Hansen. I remember the first time we saw him. I was a big fan because obviously I know he's been in the Noah Dojo and he's been over in Japan. This time we saw some of his personality, and I loved it. This match was fantastic. Jesse Bieber is a piece of shit, but he can work.
And Jesse Bieber is the most over person in Reaper Wrestling.
Those fuck you Bieber chants start the second his music hits.
You want to talk about being over as a heel? That's it. Top that. I dare you. Because it blew out our voices. That's the match where it was just like, I have nothing left to give.
Yeah, my voice was fried.
I like to see it. I agree with Tom. This match was on a bit of a different level than any other match that we had seen.
This was fantastic wrestling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't like saying nice things about him, but when you first see Jesse Bieber, you think, oh, he's just a gimmick. But this match and everything else we've seen from him, the guy can fucking wrestle.
Yeah. You can't take any of that away from the fucking guy.
No.
But fuck you, respectfully.
But yeah.
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 I mean, I don't know him, the person, but the character. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Jesse Bieber.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
obviously.
So job well done if you're making me feel that way.
We're talking about Jesse Bieber. I have no idea about the person. But
don't hit me in the face is all I'm saying.
I mean, we're two of the three are not against it. So
also side note, the look on your face when shoving started.
Oh man,
fucking hilarious.
It's my favorite. He selling it though, cartoonish. It the best.
That's what the barrier's there for. No one touches anybody.
That's what the waist high barrier's there
for. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't kick. Don't
touch anybody. So
they did their job. Rules.
But absolutely fantastic stuff here. Looking forward to seeing both of them back, and we'll see if Jesse and I go free for free for yelling at each other.
Nice. That took us to our main event, right?
It did, which was a triple title match.
Wild.
And it was the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Tom Latimer, defending his title against both Frankie Kazarian's Reaper's King Crown title and the TNA International title.
Man.
And my
fuck Frankie Kazarian.
And my God, did Tom Latimer's dick take a beating in this match.
It's true. If there's one takeaway I have as well, is like, man, that guy's dick took a beating in this match.
And
hey, Frankie Kazarian, dick beater.
Dick beater.
You just know if Matt Cardona hears that, he's going to fucking trademark it.
Yeah.
This was, again, very old school NWA style match, which I loved. Until they did the superplex double pin thing, restarted the match, and then shit got kind of wild again, which was a lot of fun. It ended a very, very good Reaper Pro Wrestling show, which, like I said, will be up on YouTube for the world to view on an upcoming Thursday, hopefully this Thursday.
So this is the end of, I'm just going to call it season one for them. They're taking some time off. They're going to be back in the spring. And they left it on a bit of a cliffhanger, right?
Kind
of, you know, the heels are getting the upper hand on the baby face. Baby faces come out to make the save. More heels come out. More baby faces come out. Eventually it's 4-on-4. So again, you're setting up stories. And I love that. And I'm very, very curious to see what happens when Reaper comes back next season. But keep an eye on their space, and they'll have updates throughout the winter.
Reaper's main season starts again in the spring. There will be a couple of TV tapings, for want of a better word, throughout the winter. I'll drag my ass up to Moose Jaw for. I'm looking forward to that, and I believe they have some stuff for us that they'll post out over the winter just to keep it all going, which is great. I gotta give Reaper I gotta give him a 9 out of 10 for their first season. These shows have been a fucking blast.
They've been a lot of fun. We come home in the car laughing, recapping the show, talking about what we liked, what we loved. So just extremely great job, well done for basically debuting your company.
And I mean this in a non-patronizing way, but they're such a professional wrestling company. Everything in like that arena, the venue is fantastic, the staff are great, even the camera crew have fun with us, for Christ's sake.
That they do.
So Reaper, keep doing what you're doing. We love it.
Absolutely.
Be on the lookout for that show, youtube.com/@Reaper Wrestling. a Thursday. It'll be on a Thursday. When? I don't know. Thought Tom would have that. There will be no Monster Mash played, so those who are looking forward to that, spoiler alert, they didn't do it.
Nobody was looking forward to that other than you.
Yeah, the person who matters.
Oh, man.
The biggest wrestling fan on the internet. Yeah.
Fan favorite. Fan favorite.
Yeah, fan favorite.
Guys, this weekend, very early. So for us here in Saskatchewan, it's a 6 a.m. start. Crown Jewel will be live from Australia on Netflix. We've got a jam-packed five matches for the Crown Jewel here again.
Fill it out that time. Five whole matches.
Yeah, we're going to make our picks for the show.
I got my alarm set for 5:55.
I'm just going to get up and watch it. It's a Saturday on a long weekend. I am not setting my alarm to get up.
I'm heading out the city at 11, so I don't have much choice.
You got work to do. You got shit to do. Nice.
Well, let's make some picks, boys.
Mike, you got the card? You got the card, Mike?
You know what? Scott, I do.
That'd be.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
For Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed in an Australian street fight.
Why is this not a stretcher match? They build up the fucking stretcher and then they don't fucking use it. Annoyed me. Continue.
Now, tell me the difference between a street fight and an Australian street fight.
They're going to use didgeridoos instead of kendo sticks.
Kangaroos, perfect. Bro.
So real Vince McMahon style booking is happening.
Yep. Yep. Perfect. And Roman Reigns is going to win because why would you ever let a fucking heel win a match?
Yeah.
I'm going Roman as well.
I am also going the OTC.
I would love to see Bronson Reed win this one, even if it's with shenanigans. I just don't think it's going to happen. But there is an interesting bloodline storyline happening on Raw that I'm highly invested in. Mike, don't you dare hang your head. This is great episodic television. What's next?
It's Rhea Ripley and Io Sky versus the Kabuki Warriors. Are they still called the Kabuki Warriors?
They are.
We gotta not do that anymore. Asuka and Kairi Sane.
And Rhea Ripley and Io are going to win because there's no way they're going to have both Australians lose on the same show.
That's
a great point.
And if I was booking, the results would have been flipped. Bronson Reed would have won and Asuka and Kairi. But unfortunately for us, I'm not booking the WWE.
You know what? I'm already in the toilet. I'm saying the Kabuki Warriors are going to win this one.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I hate that you did that. I really do. I'm sticking with Rhea and Io, but this one might cost me big in the Book of the Year category.
We can only hope it does.
I don't.
Things are rough in the camp. Monday Night Mike. All right. Moving on. The world's greatest wrestler, John Cena, is going to be wrestling AJ Styles.
This match is going to be awesome, and John Cena is going to win.
Yeah, John Cena is going to win.
And it is going to be awesome.
It's going to be a match that John Cena couldn't even show up once to promote or even put out a YouTube video or a TikTok video or a fucking Twitter video.
It doesn't need it.
AJ. But anyway... this match will be a match because of AJ Styles, not because of fucking washed up John. But I'm going to pick John as well because I don't hate.
Because you shorts. Love John Cena.
I just don't hate jean shorts. I think they're fine.
That's the only thing about John Cena that I agree with you on. Awful.
What?
Awful.
John Cena's the best dressed wrestler and the most talented in ring. Greatest of all time. Way to go, John. Very excited to see this match.
I hope Brock comes out and fucking kills you.
I don't need to see Brock again for quite a
while. He's got a sword on his chest. You're going to see him again.
You can't miss it. You can't miss it.
If we're going to see him again, he needs to get off the gear so he doesn't turn fucking purple like that girl from Willy Wonka within 5 fucking seconds.
I thought you were going to say
that. Do you think I was going to say
a lot of ways that could have
shooter?
Yeah. All right, what's next?
Coming up next, Stephanie Vaccour versus Tiffany Stratton.
Speaking of purple.
For the Women's Crown Jewel Championship.
Stephanie Vaccour has to win this match.
Why does she have to?
Because otherwise her reign is dead.
I don't think her reign has got a lot of gas behind it anyway. I don't think exactly. This helps it. I don't think this helps it.
Stephanie's got to win. She's got to win this one. She's had no steam because she's been off TV for months. So she definitely needs to win it. I'm going Stephanie Becerra as well.
I am not, guys. I'm going Tiffany Stratton to win this one.
Wow.
And the other, well, I've just fucked my own booking, but that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I was going to say, if Stephanie Vaquer wins, that means Cody has to win because they're not going to put both Crown Jewel titles on both shows. But I don't think Cody's winning. So I guess I'm going Seth Rollins for the main event, even though that would put both Crown Jewel titles on Raw. Not that they ever mention these fucking things until the next one anyway. And they look so stupid.
I hope they just get rid of the belt and just keep like the ring that they wear on their finger. But
I hate the rings more than the belt.
The belt is like fucking massive. It's stupid as
get
shit.
Get rid of the whole fucking thing.
They're not going to, though, because they have a whole pay-per-view around it.
Well, then just don't do the paper. Just keep Crown Jewel and don't do the stupid
thank
champion.
Thank God they didn't have a Palooza championship. Am I right, guys? This could be a lot worse.
It could be. I'd like to see what it looked like, though.
And finally.
Yeah, what do we got in that main event?
Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins.
The greatest wrestler alive.
Seth John freaking Cena. Rollins.
Your WWE champion. The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes versus the guy that has to put a censored swear word in his name, Seth freaking Rollins.
Seth Rollins is going to win.
Seth I
Rollins
think so, too.
Win. Yes, and he's going to win clean.
Yes.
I think he should win clean. I don't know if they'll book it that way, but I think he should win clean. Seth needs so much heat right now. The promo that backstage vignette that him and Paul Heyman had on Monday Night Raw this week was a great piece of business for that storyline and for that group, because there's some doubt there with Paul Heyman really being locked in with the vision and with Roman back and with Brock back. We've got a lot of possibilities there, but yeah, we're all going Seth Rollins.
Well, of course, how else are you going to get to Survivor Series?
Right, and it's War Games.
That's right.
That's right. There we go. There's our picks for this week.
Right?
right. Let us know your picks. Hit us up on the socials at In My House Pod. Do us all a giant favor. Follow us, subscribe, download, and most importantly, hit that share button because it helps ever so much, and it just kind of grows, and we can do a lot more cool stuff like interviewing cool wrestlers, which I'm hoping we get to do very soon as well. Fellas, great show this week, guys. Enjoy the for UK Tom, for Monday Night Mike, I am Scotty Villa. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Edit in the Monster Mash here.
Fucker.
And the Bulldogs theme.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
Cheers. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house.
My house.
Yowie wowie!